In the early days of my business career, all the contact information I ever needed from anyone I met was on their business card. Name, telephone number, and maybe a fax number. The world has changed a lot since then. More often than not these days, many of the business conversations I have contain the question, are you on LinkedIn? And whilst the core of the conversation will have been some aspect of sales effectiveness, operational efficiency or organisational design, given that they're my areas of expertise, the topics of online presence and social media always seem to creep in. I often find myself discussing the merits of websites, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn as business enablers and networking tools, the ups and downs of blogging, and sites such as Posterous and Blogspot all seem to feature heavily in conversations I have. Most of the people I discuss these topics with agree that a coordinated approach to an online presence is a good idea and that not all mediums are suitable for all businesses. I also find that when I mention Audioboo as one of the options, the majority of people say to me, "What's Audioboo?" So I've written a blog and now I'm recording a boo about what Audioboo is to answer that question. Audioboo is an application developed by a British company of the same name that allows you to record audio and share it via the web. You can forward the recording as a web link, place it on a website or on a social media site such as your status bar on LinkedIn, or simply direct people to your profile on Audioboo's own site, www.audioboo.fm. The technology works on an iPhone, which is what I'm recording this on Android devices, and it'll soon be available on BlackBerry, Nokia and Windows Mobile. Using the application is very simple. You just download the application onto your mobile and set your account up on the Audioboo website. Once you've completed these steps, you can record your own boos. A boo is a name given to a recording. You can choose to follow and listen to boos that interest you, or as mentioned earlier, link your own boos to social media sites that you might already be using. You can download boos to your mobile device, just as you would a podcast, and people can choose to download yours. Best of all, it's free to use if you operate within a 5-minute limit on recording time and a 50 meg limit on uploads. The prospect of making a recording and releasing it into cyberspace might appear daunting, and I know that most of us suffer from the "do I really sound like that" syndrome. However, as someone who's used Audioboo for both business and personal recordings, I can assure you it gets easier with a bit of practice and it can be good fun. For any business that regularly blogs, an application like Audioboo can bring the blog to life, allowing audiences not only to read the text, but to also listen to the author of the blog articulate their own words. The fact that it's homegrown British technology makes me a bit of a fan, but also because it's simple to install and easy to use. Additionally, it adds a different dimension to how you can communicate with your customer base, your colleagues, and your target market. From a commercial perspective, I have no association with Audioboo. They don't even know that I'm blogging and recording a boo about their technology. But I do have a vested interest in doing so. And that is, hopefully the next time I mention Audioboo in a conversation, the answer might be, "Ah, Audioboo, I know all about that." At which point I can just turn around and say, "Have you got a business card?" This is John. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like a written copy of this blog, go to www.johnpc.com. .co.uk